5 minutes, we'll read the Shulchan Aruch on our sugya. Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, we pick up 7 lines from the bottom, 6 lines from the bottom. Gufa, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Lechein Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Shemen Zayis Mevarchen L'Bor Pri Eitz. Do you hear me in the back, David? Do you hear me, man? Good, great. Okay, so on Shemen Zayis Halacha is that one makes a Bor Pri Eitz. Hey, Fidami asks the Gemara, what exactly is the case? If we're going to say that the instances that he drank it straight up, that damages. Sanyas, we learned in a Braisa. Rabosai, leaning chabura type of question. What's the Gemara doing here when it says disanya?
Prove it something.
The Dalit is telling us that it's prove it something. Disanyas, we learned in a Braisa. By the way, Rabbi Kiva Eger is dependent on knowing that. You could read Rabbi Kiva Eger, but miss the essence in pshat that sets up what Rabbi Kiva Eger discusses. The sanya, ha'shos ha'shem v'shel truma, someone drinks the oil of truma, mishalem es ha'keren ve'en mishalem es ha'chomesh. The halacha is that he pays only the principal and not the chomesh. Rashi explains, do you have this in, I have an ancient Gemara, you have the Oz Vahadr that I was using downstairs, I was using the Vilna. I didn't see that in the Vilna they were mitzayim to Pesachim, Lamed Vezam, and Alf, that Rashi's quoting Gemara in Pesachim. Is that, do you guys have that? In Rashi, Nimar, Masal, Emichach, Mishal, and Chomesh? It's only my Gemara that does it?
No.
Where's my Shas? The Gemara, is it coming past me?
It's Yom.
Quotes Yuma?
Yuma
Peya Mebez.
Yuma Peya
Mebez. Okay? Mine seems.
I have Psachim also.
You have Psachim Lame Bez Amalf. I think the Psachim Lame Bez Amalf is the right source. Here, the ancient Gemaras are better than the newer Gemaras. Okay, I believe. You know, let's just check. Can you pass me Psachim? Thank you very much. The Rashi explains, leaving aside what the Gemara says, Rashi explains that when it comes to the actual chomesh of being mazik, the halacha is v'ish ki yochal kodesh hishgaga, that the Torah says v'yosef chamishiso, that you have to be mosif of chomesh. There, the expression is that he has to be ochel. Says Rashi that Chazal understand that it's only ochel it in a positive derech. But if he's being ochel in a derech that's mazik, so then in such a case, the halacha is that you're not going to be chayiv. Let's see, does it appear on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph in Pesachim? I was looking around, and the Gemaras that I had didn't give the source. I was stuck, and now that I'm looking at my ancient Gemara, I see that they give that source. The Gemara here mentions the Chomesh. But I don't see this drasha. That's what I was interested in. Is this drasha something that, about Prat Lemazik, is it something that Rashi's introducing? Or does it appear somewhere else in Shas? Rabosai, I see the Gemara discussing over here, Pesachim Lamed Beis, but you'll tell me, I didn't find where this drasha is. If the Talmidim could look and let me know, I'd be very much interested. This might relate to in terms of how we understand Pshat and Rashi. I don't see it in the Gemara Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, even though the Gemara does discuss these concepts, but this particular drasha of Rashi doesn't appear. So the pshat in the Gemara is like this. The Gemara is saying that if the fellow is drinking truma of oil, so then in such a case, it's not chayiv chomesh. Rashi explains because it's considered as if he's mazik. Now we're going to analyze Be'ezer Hashem what Rashi is saying over here, but let's continue on. Ela de ka'achalei al yidei pas. So the Gemara says, you're right, you can't say that we're talking about where he drank it straight up, because then it's mazik and you wouldn't get a bracha. Must be he ate the oil with bread. He says, the Gemara, have le pas iker, v'hu tafel. Then in such a case, then the pas is the primary, and the shemen is the secondary. T'nan, ze ha'klal, kol shu iker v'imo tfeila, mevarech al iker u'pol teres ha'tfeila. The halachi is, we have this later on, mem aleph, mem dalet, that you make a bracha on the iker, not the tafel. Ella says the Gemara, dikashasi le'ali de'a nigron. A nigron is a, I would say, a concoction of beets, beetroots and this oil that was a power drink that they used to drink in those days. Da'amar Rabbi Bar Shmuel, anigron maya de silka. Anigron is the water of beetroots. And sigron maya de kulishoki. And there was something else that was called, some had the girsach sigron, that was boiled vegetables. So the Gemara says, but still, that won't explain an instance where you make a bor priya eitan shemen zayis. Im kein havale anigron ikur v'shemen tafel. The anigron is the ikur and the shemen is the tafel. And therefore the bracha will be what? Beetroots? Would be a hadama. Utnan, zeh kol shu ikur v'matfel and gorach halikur poter es hatfel. Rabbi said, Talmidim asked me a nice pshat question, which I was bothered by, and they gave an answer that I didn't come up with, and they asked, at the end of the day, the Gemara repeats itself. Why did the Gemara have to repeat the Mishnah twice? Why do you have to just say Iker and Tafel? Why do you need to say Mamish? It repeats it twice. Why repeat the Mishnah twice? Why do we need to say it? So Jacob, a man who wanted to suggest that there is a bigger chiddush in the second case than in the first case. Because in the first case, we were talking about pas ikar, that the Gemara there says that we follow the pas because the pas as an achila dominates the shemen. There, what are you doing? You're doing a maisa achila. It happens to be, you have mayonnaise on it, you have margarine. So then in such a case, that's a davar pashut. However, or that's what the Gemara first says. However, the second case is where you're drinking both of them. How would you describe imbibing oil? You're drinking oil. So the chiddush here of the Gemara, the shasi le'ayu nigram, the chiddush of the Gemara is that even when you're doing the same mice on the shemen, still we evoke the rule, koshu ikar v'imo tfeila, so then, Mevarech al ikur poter es ha tfeila. That's what the Gemara is bringing out over here, that even when it's a maisha shti. Okay, it's a nice pshat. Let's continue on in the Gemara. Hacham ayaskin, the Gemara says, Bechoshesh bigrono. We're talking about a case where his throat is bothering him. Desanya, as we see in Shabbos, Hachoshesh bigrono, lo yarenu b'shemen tchila b'shabbos, avol nosin shemen har b'letoch hanegron u'bolea. You can't gargle, but you could drink. Rashi explains that in a case of when you're drinking, so then it's not as obvious that you're doing it refuah. Pshita, ma'u the same akim to refuah kol mechavim lo levarech ala klal. I would have had a hava mina that since your intention is for refuah, so therefore you shouldn't make a bracha on it at all. It's to make your throat feel better. Kamashim lo akim to say anomine by bruche. One of the talmidim forgot. Maybe only paying attention to the Iyun Shurim, not the Halacha Shurim, but we said in the Halacha Maisa Shurim, based on this Gemara, we saw it in the Shulchan Aruch as well, that the Halacha is that if you take a refuah and you derive benefit, cough syrup, so then in such a case, we paskin that in cough syrup a person derives benefit, he enjoys the cherry taste, in such a case you make a shahako, just like the same Halacha we said in regards to the Shemen that you're going to make a bracha when you have an anigron. And there, if it's choshesh begrona, what's his primary thing? His primary is what? His primary is the shemen. If he's drinking a power drink that's called an anigron that has a little bit of shemen, then in such a case it's adama. But if he's the oil is like as was sung 100 years ago, a little bit of sugar helps the medicine go down, so there, the beets are there for what? The beets are there just to help the medicine go down. So, of course, what is the ikar koveya? The ikar koveya is the what? Is the shemen. And that's the instance where we're going to get a bracha bor priyot. Ad kan the daf yomi pshat in the Gemara. Now let's read, analyze Bezer Hashem Rashi. Zok de ligarashi. Azuke mazik legufe. Says Rashi, the shemen by itself is mazik the body. Ve'einzu achila shetuna bracha, and this is not an achila that requires bracha. The gabe bracha the achalta ksiv, because when it comes to bracha, the Torah tells us the achalta. What's the achalta Rashi is referring to? Parsha Seikev v'achalta v'savatu v'rachta. Says Rashi, this is not called an achila. Why does Rashi seem to say that this is not called an achila, Rabosai? Why is Rashi saying it's not called an achila? What? because it's damaging his body. So it's not called an achila because it's damaging him. The sanya, as we learned in a braisa, the lav bar achila hi, that it's not considered a bar achila. And we see that you're not chayiv a chomesh. And the hagdara of the chiyuv a chomesh is when you're mazik truma, then you have to pay as a mazik. But the that's for the keren. But the chiyuv a chomesh is not as a mazik, but as a maisa achila. The gabechom. Let's continue on. That's how Rashi explains. By the way, I saw that the Oz V'Hadar changes something over here. Brilliant change. What does the Oz V'Hadar say? I'm using the ancient Gemara now. Mishalim es HaKeren. What? I can't hear you. Say that. What? Kishe Echad. Like someone is Mazik es Chaver B'mono. It makes sense. And they point out, this is why the Oz V'Hadar Gemaras are fantastic. They point out that this is one of the classic cases where there was a mistake. In Rashi, all the old defusim have kisha echad. The original manuscripts all say kisha echad. It makes more sense. Ve'im echad mishalim chomesh. The gabe chomesh achilah ksiv ish ki ochel kodesh bishkado prat lemazik. I got stuck beforehand for the makar. If any of the talmidim could find this makar, or Rashi's making kilu expanding on a drasha. The Rashi created a drasha ki ochel kodesh bishkado prat lemazik. Now Rabosai. Now, Rabosai, in Rashi, what's the Dasani? What's the Raya? What's the Raya? As Eitan explained, Dasani is a Raya. What's the, as precisely as possible, according to Rashi, what's the Raya? What's the Gemara's Raya? The hands. What's the Gemara's Raya? Yes, Jack?
There's no Chumash when someone drinks Chumash.
That there's no chomesh when someone. So, but what's the raya? You didn't tell me a raya. You told me a halacha. But what's the raya?
Because he doesn't. It's not considered a chila because he doesn't make chomesh, and chomesh is only paid when it's like a chila.
Beautiful. Jack is saying beautiful pshat in Rashi. That the pshat in Rashi is like this. The sanya is a bringing a raya to us that it's not called achila when you drink shemen. What's the proof? The proof to that is the fact that you don't pay a chomesh. Beautiful. That's the right, correct way to read Rashi. You had a question before. AB asked me a good question in Pshat and Rashi, which I'm going to elaborate on based on what Jack had discussed as far as Pshat and Rashi, which we're going to start with Rabbi Akiva Eiger. I don't want to spend too much time on this Rabbi Akiva Eiger, but Rabbi Akiva Eiger makes a beautiful point in Pshat and Rashi. Go ahead, AB, what do you want to say? Amy asked the following question to me. Stop me, AB, if I'm not saying it correctly. AB asked, the Rashi in Dibra Maskla Zuke Mazik says, Degabe Bracha V'Achaltuksin. When it comes to Bracha, you need a Maisa Achila. And then the Dasanya, the Raya is, that drinking Shemen is not considered a Maisa Achila. V'Araya Yipata from the Chomesh. So, AB, you can take AB's question, take it or leave it, but Wait, I didn't say the question yet. You could take what Amy's about to ask, take it or leave it, but I actually think it's going to be helpful for us later on, and I think it's a decent kasha. AB asks, but the next Rashi doesn't say that's not considered a Maisa Achila. He says, Lav Bar Achila. What's Bar Achila mean? What's Lav Bar Achila? It's not considered a food item. So this is a subtle diuk that AB is making. AB's subtle diuk is, we would have expected, according to the way Jack had been Masbir in the Rashi, we would have expected Rashi to have explained the lav derech achila. It's not the derech of achila. Because that's what Rashi ultimately says. That if the derech, when it comes to Shemen, it's not a derech of achila. And for that reason, the Mazik doesn't pay chomesh. Asks Abi, but then why did Rashi change his structure where Rashi said the lav bar achila? That's, I think, a decent question. You can take it or leave it. It's a subtle deal. I think it's a decent, it is a decent deal. Let's take a look now at Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger points out, if not for Rashi, he would have learned a different pshat, Mineu Bei, in the Gemara. I brought Aaron's Rabbi Akiva Eiger. It's next to Aaron. Good. Can I borrow somebody else's? I took it all. You have someone else to look on with?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger the following deal. Thank you. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, I would have learned pshat in the Gemara differently. Haratzon bezeh. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, if it was up to me, I would have learned pshat like this. The svaru, Dalmashim mazik legufo umeritzono umedaito mazik laatzmo lotiku levarechala. A totally different pshat. Now, what would have been our pshat in the Gemara? The pshat in the Gemara, I would have said, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, is you don't make a bracha when you're hurting yourself. You don't make a bracha when you're hurting yourself. Let's take a look at the words of the Gemara. It fits in beautifully. Kufar Mishon Gemara, it's Shem Zayin Barak Lehechidami, Idikasha Silei, Azuke Mazikle. He's being Mazik himself. Nothing fancy of whether it's the Hagdoras, Haposuk of a Chalta. You know, this is more conceptual. Rashi's more conceptual. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, it's a very simple svara. You thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, V'achalto v'savoto, not V'achalto v'izakto. That's how Rabbi Akiva Eiger learns the Gemara. Now, Rabosai, what would have been beautiful is when you read the Gemara to have already asked yourselves without even the Rashi. Rav Soloveitchik, when he read the Gemara, a lot of times would start shir with just analyzing the words of the Gemara itself, without even reading Rashi. It's a little bit dangerous when we're dealing with Talmidim 19, 20, 21 years old, because before long they think they know more than Rashi. But there's a tremendous value. There's a tremendous value in doing it, because you see, Rashi colors your way of reading the Gemara. This is a case where if you had read the Rashi, you might not have even noticed that Rabbi Akiva Eiger's Mahalach is a very, very simple mahalach, and Rashi is actually a little bit more of a chiddush. Okay, so Rabbi Akiva Eiger says, the simple pshat is azuke mazikle. Rabosai, could anybody suggest what is one reason that Rashi would not learn like Rabbi Akiva Eiger? What's a chisaron in Rabbi Akiva Eiger's way of reading? Again, the crunch, the difference between Rabbi Akiva Eiger's way and Rashi is, according to Rashi, the Azuke Mazikle is telling us that it's not called the Derech Achila. And we're bringing a raya from Truma that it's not called Derech Achila, that we see it's not called Derech Achila, it's called the Mazik. And according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, it's not that we're not defining V'achalta, but rather it's a simple svara that you're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu because you're Salveya, nothing to whether it's called Achila or not. In this case, it's not V'achalta, Visavata, but rather it's a chalta vizakta. That's Rabbi Akiva Eiger's way of reading the Gemara. In a moment, of course, I'm going to point out that Rashi read the Gemara differently. Now, again, if you didn't stop at these things when you read the Gemara, then there was something missing. Who do you want to point out an advantage of Rashi's pshat? Go ahead.
So, what does Rabbi Akiva Eiger say about the proof?
It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. So, Rabbi Akiva Eiger himself answered that question. That's great. That's the next step. We need to ask. But then what's the desanya? What's the raya? According to Rashi, the raya is a beautiful raya. What's the raya according to Rashi? Desanya, I'll prove to you that's not considered agdor of ochel. It's not considered derech achila. I'll prove to you that's not considered derech achila. What's the reason it's not considered derech achila? Because you're not chayiv a chomesh, and chomesh needs to be done derech achila. But according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, what's the raya that we're bringing from Truma? The whole reason you're potter on the chomesh is clearly because of derech achila. V'haraya on the keren, v'amei v'nyavin, you're chayiv, whether it's derech achila or not. It's only the chomesh that's potter on derech achila. So clearly, the chura Rashi learned his pshat. Rashi learned this fancier pshat, not because Rashi wanted to show off his yediyas haTorah and maybe even create a drasha along the way, v'amei v'nyavin. But what Rashi wanted to do is Rashi learned a pshat that was more conceptual because Rashi felt that it would fit better in the shakla v'tarya of Desanya. So how could we answer Hudi's question? What would be the raya according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, who learns that the pshat in the Gemara's kasha is that the drasha is that if you're mazik yourself, then it's a davar pashut that you would not make a bracha? What would be the pshat in Desanya? So this Rabbi Akiva Eiger explains, as you'll read on, when you do Chazar and Rabbi Akiva Eiger, there's no mitzvah to read Achronim inside. Rabbi Akiva Eiger explains that the raya, according to Rashi, is the following. The raya is that when it comes to Truma, we see that it's Shemen is Mazik. That's all. If you imbibe Shemen, it's Mazik. We're not proving whether it's called Achila or not. But the reason that you're potter from the Chomesh is because it's Mazik. Va'amevin Yavin, if we, at what we suspect, then maybe Rashi is introducing a new drasha, which I'm not sure about. That's why I told you I need your help. Then Rebbe... What?
It says it's from Yuma.
Where you found it in Yuma? Besedir.
No, I didn't find it.
Okay, so then we have to look. All right, until you find it, we don't trust footnotes. We have to see it black on white. If this is not a Beferish Drasha, so then Rabbi Akiva Eger is even smoother about Maven Yavin. But that's just not Maven Yavin point. Put that in parentheses. In Pshat, what everybody should be clear is that according to Rabbi Akiva Eger's Pshat in the Gemara, the Desanya is a Raya. That when it comes to shemen, imbibing shemen is mazik. Not that if you're imbibing shemen, it's not called derech achiva. Good. Asks Rabbi Akiva Eger, there are strengths and there are weaknesses of both pshatim. Rabbi Akiva Eger asks a bomb kasha and Rashi. We're going to have a gemara later on that says that may peros is considered Zeya Ba'alma. Who paid attention in Halacha Shir? What bracha do you make on Zeya Ba'alma? Shahakol, except? You guys are answering me standard Mishnah Berurah Halacha. You're in good shape. But the Bach we said, and Rav Shechter make a Bar Priya Adama, right? Gemara never said you made a Shahakol. But Bepasha, for sure the Gemara says it doesn't get the regular bracha. Question is, what bracha do you make? And that's the fascinating phenomenon of those who make Bore Priyadama on oranges. But leaving that aside, clearly the halacha is that may peros, you make a bracha of a shakel. Asks Rabbi Akiva Eger a brilliant kasha. Akiva Eger asks, wait a second, what's the halacha if someone drinks orange juice of truma? So he says it's Gemara Pesachim. Gemara Pesachim, I'm saying Chav Aleph for some. The Gemara Pesachim says that the halacha is that if Chav Dalet. Marim Psachim says that if you imbibe orange juice, the halacha is that you pay only the keren, not the chomesh. Why? Because that's not the normal way to eat fruits. We're not talking about a fruit that was designed by Tropicana for orange juice. We're talking about most fruits, especially in their days. Maybe today is different. I want to tell you that every once in a while the halacha is going to be different. Because orange juices are so common. But let's talk about the average orange on the fruit. Particularly, I bet today, without knowing that the orange groves breed oranges for juice and breed oranges for straight up oranges. So let's say you have an orange that was bred to be eaten. So then, in such a case, the halacha is if you made orange juice from it, you only pay the keren, not the chomesh. Why, says the Gemara? Because that's not the normal way to eat it. Could anybody you point out why this Gemara Pesachim, Chav Dalet on the base, is a bomb kasha on Rashi? Rabbi Akiva Eger is not only advantageous in some directions of how you read the Gemara, but rather Rabbi Akiva Eger is advantageous as well in terms of Shat, in the Shas perspective. Because at the end of the day, before you have a bomb question for this Gemara Pesachim. Who could tell me the bomb kasha? Yes, Pastor Nat, go ahead.
It's showing you where you still pay the keren, you don't pay the chomesh, and it's not the regular derechil of it, but you still have to make a bracha on it.
Very good. Beautiful. Frech Rabbi Akiva Eger, a simple kasha. We see that when you have something that's shelo kederach, you also get a bracha. Rashi's pshat is wrong, and therefore you have to say, says Rabbi Akiva Eger, that the pshat in the Gemara is different. Shat in the Gemara is that the Gemara is saying whenever it damages you, you don't make a bracha. Not because it's shelo kederach. By the way, I would love, I didn't work this through yet, because I'm still working through the Shitas of Rishonim and working what Voshtet in the Rishonim and the Poskim, but I would love if some of the Talmidim would work on what would a nafkamina be between, but you can't start thinking about a nafkamina la'alach until you start doing the tour in the Shulchan Aruch. And I haven't finished cheshbening all the Shitas in the tour in the Shulchan Aruch. But if anybody's ahead of me, I'm not being facetious, I'm being serious. If anybody's ahead of me, so if they get cheshbon, what would be a nafkamina between Rashi and Rabbi Akiva Eger, I'd be very much indebted. But everybody follow the way Pastor Neck explained the kasha? No, you don't understand the kasha?
It's something like, that's very obvious.
I'll say it again. Let me say it again. The kasha is like this. that we see that when it comes to truma, there are things that are shelo kederech, like drinking orange juice, when it comes from oranges that were bred only to be eaten, and you make a shahakel, even though if it was truma, the halach is that you pay the keren and not the chomesh. That's the kasha. So we see that's not true, the assumption that Rashi is making, that if automatically you're potur from the chomesh, is shelo kederech achila, and therefore you don't get a bracha. Orange juice from oranges, that's not the derech to squeeze, is shelo kederech achila, and yet, nevertheless, what's the halacha? It gets what bracha? It gets a shahakol, or a dhamma, according to the Bach. But otherwise, you get a bracha, l'kule alma, you get a bracha. That's the kasha. So Rabosai, what can we do with this kasha? It's a mitzvah liyasha into Rashi. Is there a way to be miyash to defend Rashi? To simply throw out Rashi based on Rabbi Kiva Eger's strong question, we never do. Now, at the end of the day, of course, I always like to tell the story. Who knows what story I'm going to tell? What's the story? Any of the veterans know? What's that? Who knows? You know the story, Yaakov? In one word, what's the story? What?
You understood the...
Yeah, you understood.
Hard to understand his question.
No, but that's not the story. Ramesh remembers the story. The story goes that once upon a time, someone who was a Lamdin wrote a sefer answering Rabbi Kiva Eger's kashas. And so he went to Satmar Rav for a haskama. Satmar Rav was very sharp. My Rabbeim didn't necessarily go with all the sharp sheetas of the Satmar Rav. But Satmar Rav wasn't Oved Hashem. By the way, Ravina deserves a tremendous amount of credit. His ashkafas are not like the Satmar's ashkafas. Ravina, when he goes up to Hask, where does Ravina stop? Last few years. Stops on Monroe, to daven by the Satmar. We should learn from the Rashi about being open-minded in that regard. So he came to Satmar and he asked him for askama. So Satmar wrote him askama, and he said, this Lamdin, Talmud Chacham, and so on, was Miyashev 400 kashas of Rabbi Kiva Eger. He's a Talmud Chacham Muflug, and you should really take it seriously what he said, because he was Zocha. There are 1,000 questions of Rabbi Kiva Eger in Shas, and he was Zocha to understand 600 of them. That was Satmar Rav's Haskama for the Sefer. But the Sora that we have from our Rabbeim is that any time Rabbi Kiva Eger asks a kasha, any time you're Miyashev, Rabbi Kiva Eger's Akash, you need to defend Rashi, but you need to also say why Rabbi Kiva Eger didn't give our answer. That's the Hanukkah. That with the Rabbi Kiva Eger's Akasha, I remember that Rabbi Brashman would always say that to never be fast to answer Rabbi Kiva Eger's Akasha. On the other hand, I need to be fast to answer, to defend Rashi. I have to at least work out something that Rashi would say. So what could we say vis-a-vis Rabbi Kiva Eger's Akasha? Yes, Adam?
Maybe there's a difference between not being there l'chila and being nasiq.
Okay, so go ahead. Levels. Spell out.
When it's not there l'chila, so then you still make a bracha. It's not terrible. It's just not a normal way of eating it. When it's nasiq, it's much much worse than that. So you wouldn't even make a bracha.
Very good. Adam, what we're saying is l'chura is relatively obvious that there must have been a reason Rabbi Kiva Eger didn't accept this svara. But let's just flesh out what Adam is saying. L'chura, one could differentiate when it comes to orange juice, that shelo kederech achila. Is anybody going to say that orange juice is not a bar ochel? As a cheftza, orange juice is a bar shtia. But the derech is for people not to take these oranges and use them for shtia. But to drink orange juice is normal. Right? Orange juice is a bar shtia. If it was, let's take grapes itself. Wine is something that even if the grapes are not the derech to turn into wine, let's say there's some grapes that no one turns into wine. So maybe it's shaloka derech to drink wine from it. But no one's going to argue that those grapes are not v'amevin yavin machshir l'kabel tumah. In such a case, of course, it has a status of a mashke that's machshir l'kabel tumah. So maybe Rashi's response to Rabbi Kiva Eger's kash is like this. When it comes to the wine or the orange juice, In such a case, it's shelo kederech to turn into orange juice, but still it's a bar mashke. We consider it a mashke. However, when it comes to the olive oil, it's worse. Not only is it shelo kederech, it's not considered a food item at all. It's not a food item. Where do you put it in the store? Which section? The answer is, you don't put oil in the drink section. Where do you put oil? You put oil in the deodorant section. That was the deodorant in those days. So that's where it goes. That's what the oil is. The oil is not a bar mashke at all. So that's the answer to the question. When it comes to the instance of the mashke, so there shelo kederech, it still might get a bracha if it's simply shelo kederech. Might not get the ideal bracha. It doesn't get a bor kriya eitz. That's why it's called mei pero zeh ba'alma. And that for that reason, it only gets a keren if you're mazik and not the chomesh, because it has to be derech achila to be chayav the chomesh. However, when it comes to the halacha of shemen, there is not a bar mashke at all. Rabosai im keinim advarim. So I'd like to suggest it's actually muchrach and Rashi based on Avi's kasha. Gishmak misameach. And this is Rabosai. Why? There's nothing wrong with learning a perek over and over and over again. This is my third time that I'm teaching perekates in the Varchim. Although both times they did in the summer kolo, so I only got three dafim in. And I said this teretz to Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha before. But I didn't notice that's muchrach and Rashi, this teretz. Bechura. What was Avi's kasha? Avi's kasha was that the first Rashi says it's not derech achila. Then the second Rashi says, lav bar achila. So Rashi is saying is like this. It's not a stira, a fuch. Rashi is spelling everything out. Rashi is saying that when it comes to shemen, number one, and shemen is not, it needs to be, in order to be chayiv, it needs to be the derech achila, in order to be chayiv. And, let me say it differently, in order to be chayiv a bracha, it needs to be something that falls into the category of the chalta. And over here, this is not even a bar achila at all. And because it's not a bar achila at all, it doesn't qualify as the chalta. I think this is beautiful pshat in Rashi, that what we do, what we've done is we've taken two problems in Rashi and point out that the two difficulties actually complement themselves very well. There's no stira in Rashi. And the pshat in Rashi of how to read the Gemara is as we explained above. So the yisod is that when it comes to shemen, it's not the pshat, even according to Rashi, that's simply shelo kederech. But the halacha of truma and the halacha of bracha is that shemen is not considered a bar achila, and therefore you can't fulfill v'chalta. Because it's not a bar achila, you can't fulfill v'chalta. If you don't say it this way, then we have two problems. Number one, Rabbi Kiva Eger's kasha, and number two, why did Rashi change when it comes to bar achila? Rabosai, I intended to spend less time on this Rabbi Kiva Eger, and I'd like to go on, continue with being medayik in Rashi. See, what time is it? Oh boy. Okay. Fine. Let me do it this way. Let's take a look at Rashi. Let's take a look at Rashi. Go out of order. I want to start the Talmidim thinking on this. Rashi says, "Hachoshesh begrono." The halacha is, we say, "Betzarech loses bo shemen harbe, the havel shemen ikur vanigron tochel." The halacha is that if your motivation for the shemen is the anigron quality, so then what bracha do you make, Rabosa? What bracha is it? Ha'etz. If your motive, I'm sorry, the I wasn't clear. Is the shemen quality, I'm sorry, thank you, Eitan, I wasn't clear. If your motivation is the shemen quality, so then the bracha is borei pri ha'etz. Rabosai, let's do it this way. This is going to be gishmak. How do we paskin la'alacha? So to go into micha with halacha, and then I want the talmidim to think about the yukim, that there's a lot of long listen as well. So first of all, lasuke shmeitza libed ilchusa. No, let's go the other way. We have to go into mincha lasuke shmeitza libed ilchusa. So let's make a diuk in Rashi. From Rashi is mashma what? From Rashi is mashma that the halacha is that you make a borei priya eitz when?
There's a lot of shit.
Beautiful. From Rashi is mashma when you make the bracha only when there's la Hashem. What would the halacha be if you have a little bit of shemen, but you still, it's enough for you to for refuah to have a little bit of shemen. What would the mash? What's the mashmos in Rashi? What would the halacha be? That you would make la'adama. This is the way I read Rashi, and this is the way the Vilna Gaon read Rashi. In Simin Reish Beis Siv Dalit, the tour, I was thrilled to see that at Hoodie, that, not Hoodie, that we had said before over here, that what Rashi had said was, what we had said is in the Grah. However, in the tour, this is a big machlokes. Rabbeinu Yosef seems to say that everything depends on whether you have a lot of shemen or not. And the Baal Halachas Gedolos says it doesn't matter. If it's a refuah, then the halacha is that it gets aitz. And if it's not the refuah, then it gets adama. Rabosai, lasuke shmaitza aliva de hilchasa, to go into mincha with a halacha borur. Let's see, how does the Mechaber paskin? The Mechaber writes the following. V'im shaso, it's reish beis dalet. V'im shaso mu'ura v'mei silka, sha'oz eina mazik, Adarabba hu mola legaron, im choshesh begrono, havele shemen hikaru mevarech alav bore priya eitz. What's the psak of the Mechaber? If you have a throat ache, and you drink an anigron because of your throat ache, you make a bracha bore priya eitz. Does it make a difference whether it's a lot or a little of shemen according to the Mechaber? You tell me halacha lemaisa. You tell me? No. That's halacha. Tomorrow we have to discuss in Shir, what's the yisod of Shitas Rashi? What are the other Shitas in this regard? Is there another way of reading Rashi? The Gedolei HaPoskim are going to fight because we read Halacha Lemaisa. Halacha Lemaisa is it doesn't make a difference. The Gros says that that's against the Rashi. That's against Rashi. The Gros says that's against Rashi. Is Rashi against the Psak in Shulchan Aruch? That Bezer Hashem, we have to continue tomorrow.
Yeah.